Blog Talk Radio. everyone. How are you on this Monday night, the second Monday of the month of September? We're already in the ninth month. How many of you know that's the month that represents nine, that represents the full term of a normal pregnancy? So I hope you all are ready for the word that will be delivered tonight. It is a word of life that brings forth life like a woman do in the natural. But tonight, you're going to get the spiritual word from the man of God in the natural that you can apply unto your spiritual life, that you can live in your natural life. So good evening again. I'm your host tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser for Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile3E Blog Talk Ministry. And our speaker tonight is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, who will also be on Facebook Live. So get your Bibles, your pen, paper, pencils, and even tune in here on Blog Talk. Share with your family. Tune in on Facebook. Share with your family and friends and your Facebook followers. And just get ready. Get ready to be blessed, though, tonight, because I know the word of God will be delivered. But one thing I want you to do, well, make it two. First, I want you to mute your phone so that when the man of God is talking, you won't miss anything. I don't mute my phone because I'm part of this ministry, so if there's any questions, I'm asking you to mute your phones. But that's the first thing. The second thing I want you to do is pray with me in the spirit that we put Wi-Fi and all phone lines, landlines and cell phones, under Holy Ghost arrest. Because I notice lately, mostly all the time, every time the man and woman of God speaks, the enemy of our souls get involved and he try to freeze up the video, the live play. He tries to drop the call so that we miss key statements and words, and we don't want that to happen. But what we're going to do is we're going to just step in and step out and step up on faith, and we're going to allow God to have his way on tonight. I want you all to know that I don't want to miss anything, and I know you don't want to miss anything, because God is going to show up and show out. I'm just waiting for the man of God to let me know if he's on the line, and I'm ready for the man of God to tune up on Facebook Live so we can hear him and see him, whichever way God lead us. But I'm going to check. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? I know y'all praying with me so that the man of God can hear us and we can hear him, because we do know that the enemy of our soul tries to get involved and tries to get on the show, you know, on the service, on the front row. He tries to get involved so that he can block. But I just want you all to know that God is the rock of our salvation. We have what we say we'll have. He said that we can speak those things that are not, but we can speak it into existence. We can just go on and trust God. So like I said, I'm waiting on the man of God to just tune in. But until he do, we're not going to hold up God. We're going to allow God to be lifted up at all times. Okay, the man of God said he's on. So, Pastor, are you on Facebook Live also? Because I can't hear you on Blog, but I've already asked all of our listeners to go in with us into prayer that we can block up all the tricks of the enemy, because we know that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. So are you on Blog Talk? Also, please let me know if you can hear me and if you are doing Facebook Live, because we're ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has for the body. Some drink milk, some eat meat, but I believe you're going to serve up a dinner tonight. And for those that drink milk, you can wash it down with a little milk, but come back with the full service. Eat the meat of the word. Okay. I am unmuted. You on mute some kind of way. Let me see if I can get the woman of God to open the lines, which I'm sure they are open. But while we're working on that, I want you all to come with us. Okay, I got the live stream. Minister Margo sent it to me. So, man of God, go on and have your way. I got it open for Blog Talk to hear from me through my landline phone. So that you are going to speak, we will hear you.
God bless everyone. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio tonight with all of you. I am also here via Facebook Live. I don't have a lot to say, but I want to share with you what God has given me and what God has given me. We're going to work it here. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it do what it do, how it do, what it do, where it do. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for all that he's done for us. He's a great God. He's worthy to be praised. We do not want to shame God. We want to make sure that what we're doing, that God gets the glory out of what we're doing and wow, and why we are doing it. Once again,
the Rolls Royce, you can't take the diamonds, you can't take the furs, you can't take the house, you can't take all of these particular shoes, these red bottoms, you can't take everything that the world said that you can have. You can't take it in the grave with you because it has no purpose. When you die, when you give up the ghost, all of your worldly possessions go to your children, go to your grandchildren, your husband or your wife, and if you have another people. Some people, when they die, they have so much money, they give it to foundations. But you no longer have possession of these things. What should you possess? Come on, ask me in the comment section. Pastor Troy, what shall I possess that has more value than my worldly possession? Come on, ask me this question. Pastor Troy, what should I possess that has more value than my worldly possession? That's what Jesus is telling him. I have something for you that can help you gain eternal life if you're willing to give up your worldly possession. Because the Bible, it says, Paul says, such as I have, give I unto thee. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Okay, I'm glad that you asked me, Sister Kim, under thick pen, what is it that I should have that shall gain the value, that shall gain me a place that I cannot gain on my own? What you can gain is Jesus Christ. His love, his respect, and his honor. The Bible says this, that, and here it is in Romans 9:10, it says, if thou confess with thy mouth and thou believe in thy heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. What should you have? You shall have that peace that money can't buy you. You shall have that love that money can't have you. You shall have eternal life that your money cannot buy you. This is what we need to possess, is the love of Jesus Christ. Watch this as I begin to read. Even look further. 22 says, but the young man heard that saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The Bible says that thou shalt have no other god before me, right? So his god was his possession, his Rolls Royce, his rings, his bling bling, his cars, his house, his money, the money that gave him a statue in the world, which people that made him popular, that made him feel some kind of way. We know that people with lots of money, that money buys them statues. Can I share something with you, Tanisha, that my mother told me? She says, when man puts you up, man can pull you down. Once again, when man puts you up, man can put you down. Watch this. We just had a president, and the president put himself up. He said some things. He made some moves that put our country to shame. Not only did it put our country to shame, it put our God to shame. Did not only put God to shame, but it put mankind to shame. And just like he put himself up, these same people that put him up in position was the same people that, when it came time to vote, took him down. There were states that had never, ever in their life, in the long time that they have been in existence, never voted democratically. But because of his actions, what happened is they begin to no longer be Republican. They, at that moment, they begin to vote for the Democratic candidate, so they were tired of the position that he had put us in. 23 verse says, Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man should hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because your worldly possession has more authority and power than God himself. Now, mind you, God himself is the reason why we're able. I heard Todd Hall, Prophet Todd Hall, Bishop Todd Hall say this the other day. Well, today when I was listening to him, he said that the saints of old that did not have anything had more power, had more deliverance, had more freedom than those of us today. What happened? They had, because they took the time. They were not worried about all of these things. They just wanted to love God. They just wanted to obey God. They just wanted to be a part of God's kingdom. They were not worried so much about their worldly possessions. They just wanted to please God. Ask yourself this question. How bad do you want to please him? Not your husband, not your children, not your wife, not the pastor. How bad do you really want to please God? The saints wanted to please God. They spent time with him fasting and praying. They kept every Tuesday night, every Friday to 4 o'clock was their fasting time, because those were service time. So then Tuesday was prayer and Bible band, as they called it. Friday night was Holy Ghost night. So they wanted their spirit and their bodies cleansed and weakened to the point where God can have his way, so they can be delivered from whatever aspect of their life they needed deliverance from. They needed the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Elder Thigpen is a testimony to what I'm saying, is a witness to this testimony. There was two mothers that I can name right now, and the two mothers, Mother Thurston and Mother Agnes Campbell. These women of God could walk past you, and because of the power and the glory of God that was on the inside of them, you could feel the power of God as they passed by. When they opened their mouth to pray, when they opened their mouth to sing, Mother Thurston could sing a song that said, "Drive, O Satan, away. Drive him away, Lord. Drive, O Satan, away." And as she began to sing the song, the power of God began to engulf the very building that they were in because of the relationship that they had with God. But their relationship came because they understood that they had to kill the flesh for themselves. They had to let go of the worldly possessions. Back then, they didn't even want you to even have a TV, because the TV was a distraction from God. And now we are intelligent. We are book smart. We are tech savvy. We have possessions. We have financial gain. But we lack the power and the authority and the anointing of God. We can't pray ourselves in a paper bag, let alone out of a paper bag. We cannot sing the praise of God. Unlike Paul and Silas, they were locked up in jail. They said they sung and they prayed until the very foundation of the jail began to shake. You can't even shake the dust off your feet when you praise God, because there is nothing, there's no substance, there's no power, there is no strength in what you're doing, because you have not begun to change the man portion of you. What you're saying, Pastor Troy, you still, I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to get you to the place where this young rich man was so engulfed with his possessions that he was willing to give up the kingdom of God, willing to give up eternal life to hold on to his possessions. Once again, like I said earlier today, when you die, when his flesh returned back to the dust, you can't take your rings, you can't take your furs, you can't take your hats, You can't take your glasses or your necklaces. You can't take your cars. You can't take none of your clothes. You cannot take your bank account. You cannot take anything in the grave with you. But watch this. For the man was born of dust, and from the dust they shall return. I came to tell you, your change is on you. We can no longer blame anybody else. We can no longer point our finger at anybody else what's going wrong in our life. You cannot blame your ex-husband. You cannot blame your current husband. You can't blame your ex-wife. You cannot blame your current wife. You can't blame your children. Because when you stand before God, you must have had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You have supposed to take some time out to get to know him. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. We don't take no time to read God's word. We take no time to study. We take no time to ask no questions. We walk around in our pride. We walk around with our ego bigger than our head sometimes. We don't want to be told that we're wrong. We don't want to be told that we need to change what we're doing. We've been doing the same thing for years and years and years, and we have yet to come to any result because we're still stuck in the same position. Many times we say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing but expecting a different result. I expect a miracle every day. God would make a way out of no way. If you believe and receive it, God will perform it today. I just want to tell you that I'm looking for my miracle, but my miracle will change. For the Bible says, these times come out by prayer and fasting. It's time for us to go back to the position of killing your flesh. We're so busy feeding our flesh. We're so busy feeding our ego. We're so busy feeding our people's a vision of us, what we believe, who we think we are, how we believe, how we're supposed to act. We have a perception of what we want people to believe about us, but we have yet to really become true men and women of God. We say that God is our Father, but who are we looking like? Who are we sounding like? Who are we mimicking? The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Some of our lights are so dim. I don't know about you, but the Son of God said this a couple weeks ago. He says, if you go to the deepest depth of the world, how deep it is in the middle of the world, and drop a bucket of a thick pen down the hole, and what you want to do is pull up the darkness. You can pull up the darkness through the bucket. But as the bucket begins to come to the light begins to outshine the darkness. Why? The Bible says that he called the night from day. He separated them because it became the next day. So I want to come and tell you that when you begin to come to the light, when you begin to change your mentality, how you do things, how you interact, how you walk and how you talk, how you fast and how you pray, how you obey and how you walk, how you read, how you study, how you have a talk with Jesus. Your communication must change. These things must happen in order for you to receive from God. I want to tell you that the rich young man couldn't do it. He says, watch this. He says, the 25th verse says, when the disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have before, therefore? Jesus said to him, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the generation when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit with 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold. And shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But has to come to the point where you have to examine you. You have to examine the way you talk. Examine the way that you live. I know that you have gotten used to, and you have, what you have done is you have adapted your life to the negativity. You have adapted your life to living beneath your privilege. It's not God's plan for you to live the way that you live, to abide the way that you abide. I come to tell you tonight that it's time for you to change you. How do I change? We must confess with our mouth. We must repent. We must follow the guidelines of Jesus Christ. We must ask him, Lord, what must I do in this season? I know that I have done. I know what I have said. I was talking to one of the sisters of the church, and we began to talk about some things that we did. They talked about this. They said this. As I told her this. They say this all the time. The Bible says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. But some of these people, God has not put us with. We put ourselves with. And then once it becomes a hot, boiling mess, then we want God to come and to fix the issue that we have put in place. But the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you acknowledge him, if you ask him, and after you ask him, if you listen to the instruction, then some of the things that we go through, we will not experience, because God has a way. Old people say that you can't go over. God has a way that you can't go around, but you must come in at the door. Somebody said, for he's the way, the truth, and the life. For if you want to see Jesus, you've got to live right. You must be saved from all of your sin. Marvel not, for you must be born again. You must come in at the door. It's time for you to change you. You can't look for other people to bring self-esteem to you. You can't look for other people to bring confidence in your life. It's your esteem. It's your confidence. You need to get to God for you. Your husband cannot solidify you to the magnitude which you are requiring him to do it. You need counseling. You need to admit where you messed up. You need to admit where you were wrong. You need to admit where things need to change in your life. Your wife cannot solidify you. It can only be a help to what God is already doing in your life as God gives the instruction. You cannot look for them to help change your low self-esteem. That's all on you. You gave power to these things. You gave authority. You gave permission to these things. So now it's time for you to take back these things from you. It's time for you to take back the authority and the permission and the power that you gave the lack of in your life. It's time for you to give it to God. If you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll be your dearest friend, standing by you to the end. If you tried everything and everything has failed, why not try Jesus? I know you go to church. I know you're there every Sunday. But have you really tried Jesus for yourself? My Lord, today, have you really yielded your heart to him? Have you really surrendered your mind to him? Or are you just a churchgoer? I don't know about you. I just don't want to be a churchgoer. But my mind and my heart is to be what God has called me to be. He called me to be set apart. He called me to be the head and not the tail. He called me to be above and not beneath. He called me to be the lender and not the borrower. I don't know about you, but I got to be who God has called me to be. But I have to yield my flesh, my mentality, my practices, my conversation, my body, from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet. I got to yield it to God so that he can have his way in my life. I may not be perfect. Oh, Jesus. But I am willing to be perfected. How can I be perfected? I can be perfected with my willingness and my obedience to Jesus Christ. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Which again, I want to tell you, your change is on you. Once again, your change is on you. He's more than able. He's more than capable. He's more than able. He's more than capable. Once again, I love you. I thank God for you. Read this chapter. Study it. Read about it. Your worldly possessions. 29th verse says, and everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold. Listen, 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 Linda, listen. Listen, Linda, listen. Once again, 29th verse of the 19th chapter of Matthew says this one thing, and I'm done. Everyone that has forsaken houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. For many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Your change is on you. What you going to do about it? How you going to walk? How you going to talk? What you going to change? What you going to snatch down? What you going to give to God? When you going to fast? When you going to pray? When you going to lay before him and say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, just please don't do it without me. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I love you. Have a wonderful evening. What a mighty God you serve. Thank you. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give your name the glory and the praise. Father, help us examine us. Let me examine myself. Let me examine my conversation, my company that I keep. Who do I talk to? How do I talk to them? Why do I talk to them? Father, let me examine the reasons why I say and I do things. Let me not point the finger at other people and accept my own responsibility for my own actions. It's not somebody else. Father, for the songwriter says, it is me. It is me. It is me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me that need to hear from you. It's me that need freedom. It's me that need deliverance. It's me that need to hear the wisdom for a life-changing place in my life. Examine me, O Lord. Create me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. And it shall be done by the power and the authority in Jesus' name. And we give your name the glory and we give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, for it is so, and so it is. As I always say, hashtag, let us pray. If you're not busy this Sunday at 2:30 p.m., if you are not busy this Sunday at 2:30 p.m., come and join us at the Fountain of Living Waters, 4344 West Madison in Chicago. 4344 West Madison in Chicago. Come and be a part and let God have his way in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This Sunday sermon will be, it is contagious. Come on. Come on, walk with me this Sunday. As we begin to talk, God has given us a message called, it is contagious. I love you, and I thank God for you. Have a wonderful and a blessed evening. Once again, as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. If you can, share this. Come on, share this. Come on, share, share, share. Share, share, share. I love you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, for putting Blog Talk as well as Facebook under Holy Ghost arrest. Thank you for letting the sound come through where I can hear the man of God speak on the landline as well as on Facebook Live. God, I thank you for answering every prayer. I thank you for the word, like I said, that says my change is on me. Just don't do it. You shall reap what you sow. What shall I possess? Killing my own flesh. We must come to the light. Our first. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. God, I thank you for your word. As the man of God was put on tonight, it just brought up so much. What would profit a man to gain the world and lose his old soul in the end? God, I thank you for the meat of your word on tonight. I'm going to give someone else a chance to speak into the man of God's life on tonight. The lines are open. So if you want to speak, unmute your phone and just go ahead and just bless the man of God on tonight.
Hey, man, this is Cecilia. Since the others on the line are just waiting to speak, I wanted to thank Pastor Choi for the strong word that he gave us that reminds us about the age of accountability, per se, and that we have to repent. repent for ourselves. You can't repent for nobody else. So when it's on you, it's really on you. And that's what I love about repentance. It's a personal thing. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know many of us think this person can do this for us or that for us, but it's really repentance is a individual thing. And I thank God that he gave me the opportunity to repent, and I am yet, as Minister Sylvia said, I am learning how to allow God, and also Pastor Troy, I'm learning how to allow God to reduce everything and destroy everything in me willingly that's not like him. So as I decrease, he increases, and as he decreases those things in me, because sometimes things don't need to be eliminated. Sometimes they just need to be decreased because we can have too much of us. Ooh, that's a whole nother message. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you, Apostle Alexa. Thank you for your comments, for encouraging the important man of God on tonight. Is there anyone else that would love to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? Okay. Well, Pastor, I just want you to know what you were saying. I just kept hearing that old song that says, "It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer." You know the different chords you could sing with it. You could take it to it. I just kept hearing that over in my spirit. "It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of repentance." I just kept hearing that song in my spirit. I thank you for the boldness of bringing it to pass, where we will hear you say we are responsible for our own change that's within God. I'm just excited for your word. I want to just go on and let you all know our key scripture that this ministry is built on, that we stand on, Matthew 6:33. It goes inside with the word tonight. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So once you add in that repentance, there's a change that will come. So I'm going to ask the man of God, do we have any final words before we give our final remarks so that we can close the service out? Pastor, do you have anything else you would like to say?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. No, I just, you know, I thank God that word shocked me. I thank God for I thank you guys for paying me some any attention. I thank God for what he's doing. It's time for us to examine up. I've had so many discussions with so many people, and they want to blame everybody else in the world for what's going on in their life. It's like they're afraid to take accountability. Because we're so busy trying to be right all the time. And sometimes we don't. My father told me, as long as you're living, boy, you're going to have to learn something. And as while we're learning, we're not going to always make the right decision. Like at work, I had a discussion with my manager. And we were talking about when I first learned how to do a particular assignment that I have to do, right? And so then he said, "What happened back then?" I say, "That's when I first learned how to do it." And he was like, oh. I said, "So you expecting me to be perfect the first time I did it?" I said, "No." That's not reality. When you're learning, you're learning. And when you're learning, you're going to make a mistake. And just admit that you made a mistake and don't keep making that same mistake. Do something different. And that's what's required from us. And that's what I did. You know, that's what we have to do. Lord, I made a mistake. Like you said, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And we just need to admit that I need some help.
That's it.
Help is not going to come by itself. You have to say, "Lord, help me." That's why they wrote that song, help me, Lord, need your help, help me, Lord. Y'all remember that congregation song? So that was something that we did. One of them good old Kojic call and response song, you know. But after they got done singing, "Help me, Lord," the God sent the help, didn't he? Every time they sung that song, they sung under the right authority and the power. the help came because, hallelujah, bless the name Jesus. Because when you call on him, that's what the other song, if you call on Jesus, my Lord, he will answer prayer. He'll hear you when you call him. He will answer prayer. I just want to encourage you. Thank you for encouraging me. I want to let you know that there is nothing that God cannot do. Nothing.
You knew that.
Nothing. I mean, and I mean absolutely nothing.
You just knew
Sylvia Renee a few days ago, and she was sounding like she was having a hard time breathing. She sounded.
You went out again, Pop. Okay, I can hear you somewhat now.
He was doing that, and we thank God for what he's able to do and what he's done. So you want me to close out with prayer, or what you want? You want to do it?
I just want to say something to you before you close out with prayer. I thank God for the other day. I was at work, and I got sick at work, and I was in the emergency room, and the pastor called me, and he said he called to check on me, and we was going to sometime we'd laugh and talk. And I began to smile and just say, God, I thank you, because he thought he was calling to check on me, but God had placed me on the pastor's heart that took time out not to text me, but to call me. And when I told him what was going on, he didn't say what's going on, what's happening. He immediately went into prayer. Immediately went into prayer, and I thank God for that. So for those that still wondering if the pastor changed, yes, because he asked no questions. I gave him a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but he went into prayer because he know what he can hear. You better know when God sent a true man and woman of God in your presence that they think about you, and when they hear you, they go into prayer without asking questions. I'm through, Pastor. I just wanted to say that.
Wonderful. You know, I say this, I ask God all the time that I want to make sure that I hear from God. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to do that. We never know what God is want us to do. So we have to have an ear to hear what God is saying. The Bible says, let them have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So I thank God that I was able. Like I said, I'm thinking I'm calling for one reason, and come to find out it's a whole other reason. But thank God for an ability to hear what God is saying. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I got tired of missing God. I missed out on some things because I was not in the position to hear what God is saying, because I was distracted in one way or another. And I'm like, I'm missing so much, bless your name, Father. I miss so much because I'm listening to me. I'm listening to my feelings. I'm listening to my body parts. But I'm not listening to God, the God that I say I serve. It's like I love my parents, but I don't listen to nothing they say. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, for such is the kingdom of heaven, right? So then if I love them, then I obey him. I obey what my parents said. No, don't just tell them. Do it. So I thank God. I thank God that you are healed, that God healed you, and that he's yet doing the work.
Yeah.
And that he's a prayer-answering God. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. Father, we thank you that you are a healer. We thank you that we're in a different position, that we're not in the same place anymore. Father, we really know for a fact that old things are passed away, and, Father, all things have become new. And we're so grateful for your love, for your patience, and all that you're doing. Father, we thank you that you're not done with us yet. Father, we know that we are not perfect, but Father, we thank you for the heart to be willing to be perfected. We give your name the praise. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Take them to the Lord, rebuke you and the blood is against you right now. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no right. We shall follow what God is saying. We shall walk in his way in peace and love and joy. Father, we thank you as we rest tonight. We're just not going to sleep, but we're going to actually rest. Our body's going to rest. Our minds are going to rest. Our soul is going to rest. Everything about us is going to rest in your arms, in your angelic anointing and power. And we thank you that tomorrow, Father, when we get up, if it be your will, that we'll wake up and we have strength, we'll have energy, and, Father, we'll have one of the best days of our life. And it's all because of you. And we give your name the glory and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God and amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Tune in tomorrow night, please. Tune in Friday night for our final service. I was so excited about the word on tonight that I let the pastor pray us out, but I'm going to give you the final word before we close out. Tune in Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be on the air Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk with what God has given me. Please tune back in on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for our very own apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, to hear what the Lord has given them to speak to us. And next Monday, we have our very own Minister Margot McCord at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please tune in. Please share these services with your family and friends. Don't forget this is a program that's anointed and appointed, and it's an assignment. And we are on our assignment for God. Thank you all. Don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Love y'all.
Love you.